Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Isaiah Likely met with the media during OTAs in Owings Mills.
Good, man. I had a couple of, you know, the guys pop out. I had my, obviously, my people back home, Mike Samristo, all my friends from back home in high school. And then I had Zay, Leek, and AC pop out from Baltimore. It was definitely a fun time.
What did last year do for yourself with the way that you really came on last year?
I say a confidence boost. I mean, it definitely showed me that, you know, the game's definitely slowing down. And, you know, the offseason, all the work preparation I put in during the year and, you know, leading up to the point was definitely a time to pay off.
What kind of stress can you guys put on the defense with you and Mark Andrews, you know, come to the field? You know, he came back the end of the year, but
I say, you know, Mark's name holds a lot of weight. I mean, he's all pro. He's definitely the best in the league at what he does. And then not only do you have to worry about him, you have to worry about Bate and Zay outside with our receivers, as well as Nelly. And then you still have Lamar and Derrick Henry in the backfield. So those people need no recognition. And then, you know, finding my way in the offense as a chess piece, just seeing where I could fit in, and then having all of us on the same field at the same time. I mean, you don't know whether it's going to be run or pass, and you don't know where the explosive play can come from. I really just say top of the route was definitely a main emphasis. Just watching film from last year, just, you know, when I got fatigued, just watching, working on top of route, working on inline blocking a little bit more, and then obviously perimeter blocking a lot, you know, progressed as the season went on. And then really just, you know, just chemistry, not only with Mark and Lamar, but also with the receivers, just making sure everybody's on the same page. Really his charisma. I mean, Mark's energy, the way he plays football on Sundays is the same way he plays at practice. So I say, you know, just watching the little details he does at practice, whether it's individual, routes on air, team period, or 7-on-7, and then really just watching his preparation in game, how he prepares for, you know, that opponent on Sunday or whenever we play, and watching how he goes out and attacks different defenders with different leverages, and then just always wins. That's something, you know, I always ask Mark, whether he won or lost a rep, I tell him what he saw and how he went to how he, you know, came up with the assumption of why he took that route. Because most times they're not Mark's going to win. So just doing it from there.
In the tight end group, you compare yourself against other tight end groups. Is there any chatter about being the best tight end group in the NFL?
I mean, I don't really like to compare. I mean, everybody in the league knows, you know, our tight end room, what we do, what we bring to, you know, on the field every Sunday. So I let them just do what they do, and then, I mean, if they like to compare, obviously I'm going to tell them we're the best of all 32.
Do you consider Pat part of that tight end?
For sure. I mean, Pat's that, you know, that Swiss Army knife. I mean, Pat is the best blocking person, I feel like, in the leagues, that sixth offensive lineman. And last year, Pat had, at the time, the longest run after catch at, against Detroit, I'm pretty sure, where he caught a screen, well, a check down and went for like 38 yards. Hit a little spin move at the end. So at the time, you know, that was like one of the longest plays that we had that year.
When you're in those multiple tight end sets, especially with two guys who can catch the ball, does it take a little time, though, to figure out how to play off of each other? I mean, is that a different art than being good individually?
I'd really just say, you know, the preparation for that is now. I mean, you know, always being in the same room as Mark is definitely, you know, a bonus on just being able to say on film, you know, when you slow everything down, like, what'd you see here? Or why'd you slow this? Why you take this type of release? So I could focus on what release I'm going to take, and then just playing off of each other, making everything, you know, look different, but in the same criteria. So I say yes and no for the simple fact that, you know, everybody's a football player at the end of the day. I mean, our job is to play football, you know, since you were a little kid right now. So it's just really just having fun and be able to just play off of each other to always just be open.
What are your year 3 objectives?
I mean, big picture-wise, to always have fun. I mean, I preach myself to always have fun, you know, at practice, in game, because, I mean, like I said, not everybody gets to do this every day, play the sport they love since they was a little kid. So a big, you know, goal I always have is to have fun and remember why I do this. And obviously the ultimate goal is to win. I mean, whether I have no targets, whether I have the most targets that game, the main emphasis that game is to win. And whatever I can do in that game, in that moment to, you know, come out with the victory to get to the ultimate goal of winning the Super Bowl, I'll do it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to give him a little credit today. He definitely beat me on a rep today. I know y'all seen it. I really like losing a lot, but he definitely, you know, he's showing, you know, that he's ready for the opportunity. I mean, he's showing that he definitely took this offseason. He's taking this offseason, you know, well, like a pro. He's definitely showing that, you know, what you guys seen on tape against Pittsburgh wasn't a fluke. He's fast. He's physical. He's listening. And he's really just, you know, soaking everything up like a sponge. I mean, whatever Roquan tells him to do during the play, or anybody, even coach, he's taking that and running with it. He's not, you know, scared to do anything in the defense. For sure. I mean, he definitely looks bigger and stronger than last year, and he's definitely playing with a lot more, you know, instinctive, not really, you know, being as patient as he was last year. He's playing with, you know, his athleticism and his intuition. I'm as used to seeing 23 as I am on zero on row. So.